From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. As 5 U.S. states deal with outbreaks of measles, a case was reported recently in Broward County. While one individual case does not, of course, mean an outbreak, South Florida health officials are stressing the importance of vaccinations, and they want to make sure people here are well informed about the disease and who might be at risk. We're talking with Dr. Alejandro Izava Quintero. He specializes in pediatric infectious diseases at Broward Health Medical Center's Sala Foundation Children's Hospital. Dr. Izava Quintero, first, what is measles and what are some complications from it that could make it dangerous?
Measles is a very contagious infectious disease that is caused by a virus, and it can cause serious complications, particularly in people that they have a weak immune system.
In the United States, about what percentage of the population is vaccinated against the disease? And generally, when are those immunizations administered?
In the United States, I would say 87-90% of the people are immunized. But right now, we are having an issue that in the last few years, because of misconceptions about side effects or problems with the vaccine, particularly with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. There have been a lot of people that they have opted out not to receive the vaccination or not to immunize their kids. And for that reason, we're seeing these new outbreaks in multiple states in the United States. The vaccine is called MMR, that it means measles, mumps, and rubella. And the vaccine is given initially between 12 and 15 months, and then you give a booster between 4 and 6 years.
And doctor, what are the first symptoms of measles?
The first symptoms are going to be basically fever. You can have cough, you can have runny nose, you can have watery eyes or conjunctivitis, you can have sensitivity to the light in the eyes, you can have sneezing. And those are basically the first symptoms that you are going to have. After that, you are going to have a reddish-brown rash that is going to begin in the back of the ears, and then it's going to spread from the head, then to the trunk, and then to the extremities.
Doctor, suppose you're an adult and you honestly don't know if you had the MMR vaccine when you were a kid. How can you find out if, in fact, you did?
If you are an adult and then you want to know if you have received the MMR vaccine, you can contact your doctor and the doctor can order a test in the blood just to measure antibodies against measles, and that will tell you if you have received the vaccine or if you were born before 1957, if you already had the disease.
And if you have been vaccinated, are you then set for life or do you need a booster at some point?
If you receive 2 doses of the MMR vaccine, you are immunized and then you should be protected and you don't need any boosters.
Again, a single case in Broward is certainly not an outbreak, but is there anything health officials in Broward County are doing differently after the discovery of that one case?
Well, once you have a case, you have to determine first if this case was acquired or not in the United States. In this case, the case is an international case, so it came from outside the United States. So once you identify the patient, you have to look for the contact. So you have to know where this patient has been. So you have to contact all those areas, and then you have to do an investigation to see who has been in contact with this patient so people can be advised, and then they can be find if they have been immunized or not, in order to stop the spreading the disease.
We've been talking with Dr. Alejandro Izava Quintero. He specializes in pediatric infectious diseases at Broward Health Medical Center's Sala Foundation Children's Hospital. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.